Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Republicans are all about revenge. Trump is all about revenge. He's on a revenge tour right now, and if he ever got back in office, he would take revenge on his perceived enemies. But it's surprising to see the Republican Senate erupt with the same kind of revenge mentality. And let me tell you what happened. When Joe Manchin changed his mind on soft infrastructure, remember, he was for hard infrastructure. He did vote for that. The progressives in our party in the House held it up because they wanted soft infrastructure as part of the package. They held it up beyond the elections last year, and they cost us by doing that the governorship of Virginia, almost cost us the governorship of New Jersey, cost us legislative seats in New Jersey, blue New Jersey. People were angry with them. Then they relented when it was too late, and they said, okay, and hard infrastructure went through without soft infrastructure. Then Manchin torpedoed soft infrastructure, said it would contribute to inflation. He has a large multi-million-dollar stake in a coal company. He's funded by the energy industry. Said he wouldn't do anything on climate change, nothing on taxes, nothing. Joe Biden is probably the best Senate hand, most skillful legislator and legislative negotiator since the 19th century. Much more so than Lyndon Johnson, much more so than anybody else you've heard of. He worked on Manchin and worked on Manchin and worked on Manchin and worked on Manchin. And his staff, you know, younger people, hot-blooded, didn't like Manchin. He went ahead, he did the quiet work that it takes. The other day, Manchin said he would do soft infrastructure. And it's a bill that'll be $700 or $800 billion. And I'm not getting into all of it in this segment simply because I want to talk about the Republican revenge against it that has surfaced. The bill itself passed the House. It will pass the House with any revisions. Biden will sign it. And now it is going through in a process called budget reconciliation, which doesn't let the filibuster come into the picture. And now that Manchin, and we assume Sinema, because she and Manchin are a duo, approve it, and you have Kamala Harris, then we have our 51 votes, and there's nothing the Republicans can do about it. It does a lot of things. It puts a minimum corporate tax in of 15%. 100 other countries agreed to that. Now we're back in business of organizing that, getting rid of some tax abuses, more IRS enforcement. Republicans back under George W. Bush said, you know, they're attacking us on really fraudulent tax work in their returns, you know, claiming deductions and questionable ones and all that. Why don't we just not fund the IRS, they said. Some of them, like Cruz, said he didn't want to fund the IRS. What they did is they cut out a lot of money for auditors and professionals. You can't just take any IRS agent and expect them to catch fraud in a complex filing. And so as a result, most returns don't get audited. Well, now they will. Money's been put in to hire a lot more auditors, forensic accountants, to work on that. The effect of these reforms is going to be about $1 trillion in revenue to the federal government that we've been losing. And number two, that the budget deficit as a result will go down about $400 billion a year. You think, why wasn't this done before? It wasn't done before because the Republican Party and Joe Manchin. Now Manchin said, okay. And there are a lot of other innovations in this, especially for climate, several hundred billion dollars that's going to reduce carbon emissions in the next 8 years by 40% from the 2005 peak. 40%. It's a great bill. Doesn't give everything. It does not give, for instance, certain child care enhancements and caregiver enhancements. That we got to deal with that some other way, but this is a great start. Everybody praises it. Now the Republicans are on a revenge tour, and what they did blows me away. They decided to tank a bill that would provide medical care for veterans who were injured. What do I mean by that? So, Matt, well, there's VA hospitals. Yeah, there are VA hospitals. But there is an injury in the modern era that surfaced in Iraq, Afghanistan, and a lot of the wars now. It's no longer Vietnam. Although there you had Agent Orange. I had people I know that were subject to Agent Orange. One of them had a child that was born without arms. Other people died of cancer very young. But nowadays, it's more toxic. And this particular bill was provide coverage for about 3.5 million military personnel, including military veterans, usually combat veterans and others, but not just combat veterans, other people that were part of our effort over there, diplomats and others, their exposure to toxic burn sites during their service. Toxic burn sites. Well, what is that? Well, these are injuries. You know, it's not like you come in, you have a bullet in your shoulder. What you have is you have COPD. You have lung cancer. It kills your lungs. These toxic burn pits during their service, the bombing and so forth, badly injured a lot of people. And instead of arguing, well, I don't see a bullet in your shoulder, how do I know your COPD came from that? They're saying, the heck with it. Let's just give these guys medical, these women and men, medical coverage. And the price tag was not going to be excessive. They should have gotten it anyway. They should have gotten it anyway. If you're exposed to, your lungs are impacted by toxic burn pits and by airborne toxicity, gives you cancer, gives you COPD. I don't know why we're arguing about it, but apparently they did argue about it. Back in June, this bill passed the Senate 84 to 14. It wasn't just that they waived the filibuster. Something like 30, well, what would that be? Over 30 Republican senators voted for it. It's a no-brainer. Then it passed the House back then, 342 to 88. You know, there are only 220 Democrats in the House. That means 122 Republicans joined in too. No-brainer, 84-14, 342-88, except some genius in the House decided, well, we got to make a few minor changes. And they truly were. They weren't necessary, in my view. They really were not substantive. So now technically it has to come back to the Senate. Well, the Senate, what did the Senate do? They passed 84-14 back in June. This time they torpedoed it, the Republicans, to take revenge on Manchin and Biden and the Democrats for passing soft infrastructure. The Democrats did nothing wrong in passing soft infrastructure. They did nothing wrong. Did nothing wrong with using budget reconciliation to do it. This reminds me of threats by Xi of China about who travels to Taiwan and all that stuff. Back with the Republicans, they threatened us, well, if you get rid of the filibuster, you know, we're going to do bad things when we get in. Hey, Moscow Mitch, you got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. You and cabinet appointments, you got rid of the filibuster. So don't be threatening us. You're stopped from threatening us. Well, these clowns who passed at 84-14 in June with 34 Republican votes only gave 9 Republican votes this time. 9. So there were only 41 Republicans, or there were 41 Republicans who blocked it. And remember, it takes 10 Republicans to break a filibuster in Moscow Mitch filibuster. They said, you only have 59 votes. What do you mean only? That's almost 60%. You need 60 votes. They deliberately did it So let 9 Republicans still vote for it so that they could virtue signal back in moderate states. But I'll tell you what, 25 or more who'd supported it in June torpedoed it. They torpedoed it for one reason. They torpedoed it for one reason, even though this was to give medical care to veterans who had developed COPD or lung cancer because of exposure to toxicity. And now they want everybody to fight them about whether that was the exposure, blah, blah, blah. And then Susan Collins, this kills me. She comes out and she says, we may not even vote for the bill on same-sex marriage to enshrine it in law. They are on a revenge tour. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.